A propósito de los 5 años del proceso de paz, nos atiende quien fuera el delegado de los Estados Unidos para el acuerdo 5 años después. Él se llama Bernard Aronson. El señor Aronson ha servido para los presidentes Carter, Bush, Clinton y Obama. Ha sido distinguido por el Departamento de Estado por su papel en las guerras que han finalizado en Centroamérica y, por supuesto, esta de Colombia. El señor Aronson ha estado muy comprometido con el acuerdo de paz en Colombia, y el señor Aronson ocupó el puesto que hoy ocupa el señor Nichols, es decir, era el embajador del Departamento de Estado para el hemisferio occidental y fue el enviado especial para el proceso de paz. 5 años después, Ana, ¿cuál es el balance?
Good morning, Mr. Aronson. Thank you very much for your time today at W Radio. And we want to begin by asking you, it's been 5 years since the signing of the peace accords in Colombia. What is your, what's your opinion of what's happened in these 5 years?
Well, some very important things happened in those 5 years. First and foremost, the war was ended. The FARC demobilized. They gave up their weapons as certified by the United Nations. They renounced violence and became a lawful political party. That doesn't mean there's no violence in Colombia, but certainly the 50-year war between the government and the FARC, which cost so many lives on all sides and did so much destruction, was ended 5 years ago. And this is a recommitment and clear statement from the United States that it strongly supports peace agreement.
Cosas importantes han pasado en los últimos 5 años. Primero, se acabó la guerra con esta firma del acuerdo. Las FARC se desmovilizaron, entregaron las armas, se convirtió en un partido político. Esto no quiere decir que no haya violencia en Colombia, pero sí que la guerra que duró 50 años y que causó tantas muertes, tanta destrucción, se acabó hace 5 años. Y esto demuestra también un compromiso claro de los Estados Unidos de que apoya el proceso de paz.
Ana, llegó el momento de que Estados Unidos excluya de su lista de grupos terroristas a los FARC que se desmovilizaron.
So do you believe that the time arrived for the U.S. to withdraw from its terrorist list the FARC that stopped doing criminal acts?
What was the last thing you said? If the FARC did what?
Do you feel that it was time for the U.S. to withdraw the FARC from their terrorist list?
I do. If you look at the criteria for being put on the list, which was being a terrorist threat to U.S. nationals or the United States, having the capability of using violence in a terrorist way or acting on that, having an intention, all of those criteria are gone. And so the FARC has basically graduated from the past and left that behind. And I think these last 5 years is a pretty good test of their willingness to continue to abide by those standards.
¿Sí cree que es el momento de que las FARC salga de esa lista terrorista de los Estados Unidos? Porque si se mira el criterio de esta lista, como por ejemplo ser una amenaza terrorista para los Estados Unidos usando la violencia y el terrorismo, por supuesto, pues esos criterios ya se fueron. Así que las FARC, por decirlo así, se graduó del pasado y dejó eso atrás. Estos 5 años han sido un examen de que las FARC ya pues dio un paso y dejó esos criterios atrás.
Entonces, ¿usted cree que también debería retirarse de incluso de la página del Departamento de Estado las acusaciones que motivan las recompensas contra alias Pablo Catatumbo, alias Timochenko y alias Carlos Antonio Lozada?
So do you believe that as well from the Department of State they should withdraw the money they're offering, the rewards they're offering for Pablo Catatumbo, Timochenko and other leaders?
They should withdraw what? Are you talking about individual?
The rewards they offer for these people. Withdraw them, stop them?
Withdraw? I'm having trouble understanding what you're asking me. Sorry. Say it again.
Let me try to rephrase this. Do you believe that the rewards that are being offered for Timoshenko, for other leaders of FARC, should also be stopped? They should cancel the rewards the U.S. government has been offering?
That's a whole different set of laws that I don't even think the administration is talking about now. So that would have to be discussed under a different forum. This is a specific law that designates organizations, not individuals, as terrorist organizations. And as I said before, those facts that you have to cite to put a group on this list are no longer current. So it's not a legitimate reason to keep the organization on the list. But this, I've not seen any reports in the U.S. yet, and I don't know that they will, that individuals are going to also be discussed.
Eso es un asunto completamente diferente. Es diferente a lo que la administración está hablando o proponiendo ahora. Eso es una, digamos, jurisdicción completamente diferente, porque ahora mismo están hablando de organizaciones, no de individuos. Entonces nos dice que ahora mismo esos criterios para sacar un grupo pues no son vigentes en las FARC. Por eso da esa opinión de que se debe sacar el grupo. Pero no ha visto reportes en la prensa estadounidense ni en ningún lado de que se vaya a analizar el tema de los individuos.
¿Y qué se debería hacer entonces con las disidencias de las FARC, con aquellos que se acogieron al proceso pero que luego lo abandonaron? ¿Deben permanecer en la lista?
And what should happen with those that at the beginning were in approval of the peace accords, those leaders that abandoned FARC and, well, signed the peace accord, but then later on decided to move away from the peace accord and decided to start doing criminal acts again? What should happen with this group of people?
Well, that's not a matter for the U.S. foreign policy. That's really a matter for the Colombian state, how to deal with those people. They have defined themselves as criminals, you know, they're involved in drug trafficking and the like. They don't fall under the peace accords anymore. They're something different. And in fact, you know, many of the people who are in these so-called FARC dissident groups have joined since the peace agreement was signed. They're not necessarily former FARC combatants, but they are not part of this process because they are no longer subject to the agreement. They're under criminal law.
Eso no es asunto de los Estados Unidos, sino del Estado colombiano, definir qué van a hacer con esos criminales que siguieron con el tráfico de droga, por ejemplo. Ellos no hacen parte del proceso de paz, son algo aparte, algo diferente, y nos dice que muchos de los disidentes de las FARC ahora mismo, pues desde hace mucho antes del acuerdo de paz, ya no hacían parte, digamos, de este acuerdo, y pues por supuesto no hacen parte del proceso.
¿No le parece que va a ser muy difícil presentar esto en los Estados Unidos, sobre todo en el Congreso? Ya escuchamos que Marco Rubio, por ejemplo, ha dicho que va a pedir que no se haga, que considera que esto es darle un premio a Nicolás Maduro y se espera una férrea oposición en el Congreso. ¿Qué espera de ese debate?
What is your expectation from the debate about this in the U.S. Congress? Marco Rubio has already said that he's against this is basically a triumph, a reward for Nicolas Maduro from Venezuela. So what is your opinion about the debate that this is going to have to deal with in Congress?
Well, that's the way our system works. The debate, everybody has a chance to express their views, but I don't believe that Congress has a legislative mechanism to prevent this from happening if in fact the administration decides to take this step. I think the administration, State Department, has an obligation to inform the Congress 7 days before the step is taken to delist the FARC. But I don't think there is some veto power of when a group is removed from the list.
Pues sí, el sistema funciona así, todos pueden expresar su visión, su opinión, pero ¿no cree que el Congreso tenga un mecanismo legislativo para poder reversar la decisión que tome el Departamento de Estado? Nos dice que la administración tiene la obligación de informar al Congreso 7 días antes de que se retire a un grupo de la lista, pero pues digamos que no tiene ningún poder legislativo el Congreso de poder reversar esta decisión.
Señor Aronson, de sus 25 viajes a La Habana, esas reuniones de negociación con las FARC y otros delegados, ¿en algún momento usted dudó que el acuerdo se pudiera llevar a cabo, que se pudiera caer, o siempre estuvo seguro de que se lograría este acuerdo?
From your traveling to Cuba when this was all happening, those 25 trips you had to do, at any point did you think that perhaps the peace accords were not going to be able to go through, that it was going to fall, that you guys were not going to be able to get a signature on this?
Yeah, there were some very difficult moments, particularly when a FARC patrol attacked the Colombian Army patrol and killed about 11 soldiers, I don't remember the exact number, and that was a very tense time. And but the sides got through it, and I think that the accords have been supported by those who, you know, signed on behalf of the guerrillas. Can I make one other point that we haven't discussed for a second?
Yeah, of course, sir.
Well, I mean, in addition to sort of the political statement that the Biden administration is making about its support for the agreement and the importance of reintegration, and there's a practical benefit from this, because so long as the FARC was designated as a foreign terrorist organization, no American funds could support any of its activity. Even in the area of demining, where the FARC obviously needs to play an important role because they know where the landmines are, the U.S. was prohibited because of this terrorist organization, the designation, of providing funds or support. And that was true in many other programs that were described and committed to in the peace agreement. So this will not only support reintegration and of former combatants, but it'll also have a practical impact on the ability of the government to carry out the peace agreement in all its aspects.
Mr. Aronson, thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for your support to the peace in our country. Have you a great day.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you. Bye.
Bye. ¿Qué dijo al final el señor Aronson, enviado especial de los Estados Unidos a nuestro acuerdo de paz?
Dijo que, por supuesto, hubo momentos difíciles durante el acuerdo de paz, sobre todo cuando las FARC atacó patrullas policiales y murieron 11 soldados. Fue un momento tenso, pero pudieron sobrepasar ese obstáculo. Y al final quería aclarar o decir que esto de retirar a las FARC de la lista terrorista tiene, digamos, además del el apoyo político de la administración Biden, un efecto muy positivo en la reintegración y un beneficio, porque ahora los Estados Unidos pueden dar fondos en el desminado, por ejemplo, y pueden la FARC, porque la FARC por supuesto juega un rol muy importante en el desminado, porque saben exactamente dónde están, y los Estados Unidos, por esta designación de grupo terrorista, no podía invertir fondos en este propósito. Y hay otros programas similares en los que Estados Unidos no podría invertir, que están descritos en el proceso de paz. Ahora pues esto va a cambiar si se sale o se saca la FARC de la lista de grupos terroristas.